the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful, thou in all the plain be consumed. People had to escape from Lahaina by jumping into the ocean, the shark-infested ocean. My, my, my. And Lot said unto them, Oh, not so, my Lord. Behold now, thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life, and I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. Don't you understand, Lot? The evil is going to take the twin cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. If you're using it in a way, Lot is using it in a way that harm would come to him. Harm is going to come to you if you don't get out of this city and get away from it. The angels told him what to do and told him, right, go to the mountain because the plain is getting ready to be destroyed, and they eventually had to go to the mountain anyway. Behold now, this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. And that's just like some people who were caught in this Sodom and Gomorrah event in Lahaina and Maui. No doubt some said, let's drive to another city. And there is a mountain there, a mountain range there. Some probably went to the mountains. Some had to jump into the water. And see, so many horrific things are happening and have happened over the past 14 to 20 years that people are not shocked by these things anymore. You're not shocked by a fire that nobody knows how it started, that burned the whole city down, and people had to jump in the water, and people went swimming around dead bodies in shark-infested water? That doesn't shock you? See, this is why Jesus Christ said and talked about that in the last days, and we're living in the last days, people are just going to seem like they're going to go about, here you are, all you're concerned about is going to Costco's, going to Lowe's, going to Walmart to add more stuff to your house, and eating and pleasure and going on trips. And do you know some people who stayed in Maui, they went snorkeling around dead bodies? People started to condemn them because they were not shocked enough to stop snorkeling, whatever snorkeling is. I've never been snorkeling. Don't want to go. I'm not interested. While dead bodies were being eaten by sharks. Thank God some people who are in shock said, shame on you. The snorkeling companies just kept on making that money. And that's what Jesus talked about. People are just going to go on and on with their day and so forth. And suddenly, it will happen. It'll be over. Just like this fire. Suddenly, beautiful blue sky, beautiful blue ocean, all the wonderful restaurants and all of that and the art and everything else. And I know we as human beings, we love these things very much. And I'm not against these things. I have enjoyed my life. I told my wife the other day, after 35 years, because I've been the head of my household, I've enjoyed my marriage. She may not have enjoyed it as much, but I've enjoyed my marriage very much so. After over 35 years, we're still together. Through thick and thin, okay? I've enjoyed my life. I've enjoyed every little meal that I've had. I've enjoyed the traveling that we've done by faith and working for the Lord and serving the Lord and just family life. And I do anything till thou, I'm saying to you, and that is that. This thing of, oh, you ought not to ever get angry. It's foolishness. We all get angry over things, especially when there's evil against your family, against you, or evil. We'll do. Anyway, I have no country to save, real. And they need to be saved too, the politicians. And he overthrew those cities, what some of you Christians like to participate in and see. And you, the men told him to get up out of town, go head on, and morning. You see a lot when you get up early in the morning and stand or sit or kneel where you normally are supposed to kneel. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Spirit and your Holy Word. I praise you, Lord, and I thank you for this special time with these people. Some of them are yours, some of them are not. And Lord, I pray that as they hear the gospel, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, that I have committed to preaching for the rest of my natural-born life, I pray that you would save those who are lost, revive those who are saved. By the power of your grace, by the power of your mercy, by the power of your holy gospel, open blinded eyes, unstop deaf ears. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake. Amen. Dear friend of mine, if you are with us today and you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, in other words, you have not truly believed in peace, and you will be left behind, so many things can happen that will lead you to how you might think somebody is good because of their, no matter, to escape the flames. God, in fact, we had devotions together before we got married. Amidst temptations, by the way. But we read that passage this morning when Jesus Christ walked on the water. And if you don't know the man who walked on the water, because he made the water, if I were you, I would get to know him. Because you need somebody who can walk on the water. We also read the passage about how he fed the thousands with just a little bread and a few fish. If you don't know the man who fed thousands with just a boxed lunch, I would suggest you get to know him. You're going to need him. You need him now. If you don't know the man who went to the tomb of Lazarus and said, Lazarus, come forth, and he raised him from the dead. We read the passage today that talked about how that God can raise people from the dead, and so can Jesus. So both ought to be honored in the same way. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Therefore, he is God. So believe in him. Trust in him. Have faith in him. Because if you don't in this life, those people experienced hell on earth in Lahaina and Maui. And then some went to hell itself. Don't you do the same thing. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shall be saved from what? Saved from the eternal burning hell. And hell is a real place. As Jesus Christ preached on hell and taught on hell more than any of the apostles, more than any of the prophets, more than anybody in the Bible. Probably one of the reasons why Jesus Christ preached on hell more than anybody else is because he created hell for the devil and his angels. However, if you live like the devil, in other words, he did not create hell for us. However, if you follow the devil, you will follow him to hell. If you follow the devil, act like the devil, talk like the devil, look like the devil, be mean as the devil, then you're going to hell with the devil. It's just as simple as that. So you have a choice to follow the Lord Jesus Christ by believing in him, which means you will obey him going forward and go to heaven when you die. Or you will go to hell by following the devil and not believing in Jesus Christ. Hell is a real place. Jesus Christ said repeatedly that hell is a place where the fire shall not be quenched. The fire shall not be quenched. The fire shall not be quenched. It will never go out. So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shall be saved. That's bad news number one, we are all sinners. Bad news number two, we're all going to die. Bad news number three, we're going to die and go to hell and burn forever in that awful place if we do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sin of the world. For Jesus Christ said the most loving words ever said in the history of the world. Jesus Christ said the most magnificent words ever said in the history of the world. Jesus Christ said the most important words ever said in the history of the world. When he said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." My dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of Almighty God. Pray and ask him to save your soul. This may be your last day on earth. This may be my last day preaching. So I'm preaching to dying men as a dying man. I don't want to see you go to hell. I want to see you go to heaven. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shall be saved. Pray, ask him to save your soul. For the Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you're willing to get saved today, let's pray the sinner's prayer, believing in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, who was buried and rose from the dead. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I admit that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight by choice and by my sinful nature. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul. Please forgive me of all of my sins, my faults and my failures, as I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is sitting at your right hand, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by your power. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart, into my spirit, and to my soul, and save my soul today. Change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to repent of my sins and turn from my evil ways and follow you in the newness of life. Lord Jesus, for it is in your name I pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it, that means that according to the Holy Bible, according to the words of God, according to the words of Jesus Christ, and you can trust in God's word, and you can trust in the words of Jesus Christ. In fact, you cannot trust in the words of man and woman, but you can trust in God's words, in Jesus' words. Guaranteed. According to God's words and the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to the words of the Bible, you are now saved from the power of sin and the pain of sin and from that awful place called hell. And you're on your way to heaven. After you enter through the